Very pleased to welcome to the show now the Browns' new senior assistant to the offense, Nolan Cromwell. Nolan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
It's great to have you, and great to have you aboard this Browns team. You bring certainly a lot of experience. It starts there as a former player and as someone who has also done some coaching before you got here as well. But let's start with this role. What exactly does it entail, and what are some of the things, your goals as far as what you want to bring to the Browns?
Well, I think I'm the senior assistant is I can have a chance to work with in the passing game primarily as the and then work with the receivers and really have a good chance to overall see what's going on in the offense. So I think I was with Pat in St. Louis, and I really understand what he's trying to get done, and I think I believe in the system that Pat is running, and which I've been in for just about my whole career. So I'm excited. You were just watching the cut-ups now and looking at what we did good, what we did bad, what we can improve on, and it's very evident that the holdout last year was, and trying to learn a new offense and get the little details of the offense. It's not just us, but it's everybody.
No, the lockout, but the lockout really made it difficult.
The lockout was a factor, and there's some little details that we'll clean, that should clean up very easily, and when the players really understand and have heard this installation over and over, then they will. It'll clear up pretty good.
And it sounds like very much a big picture perspective, Nolan, that you're bringing to this, right? Where you, as you said, you've been around that system for a long time, and understand it, believe in it, but you lend your input to it in that, it's sort of a I don't want to say 30,000 feet perspective, but certainly a little higher necessarily than the hands-on coaching of receivers or quarterbacks. Or
so. I think as a position coach, you get so tied to your position that at times you lose the perspective of what's going on, the whole picture, and being able to step back and then being able to work with Mike and the receivers and even Steven, the tight ends and different things of that nature and maybe I'm able to free up and help them in an area that sometimes you just get stretched. You'd like to work, especially in the receivers. I know that sometimes you just want to take the X receivers and work a particular situation and a drill for a particular route that really doesn't pertain to a slot player, or maybe it's a specific route for X. And that way maybe I can take the other guys and work a combination of routes or something of that nature that frees up and we get more details and get things really cleaned up.
What's fascinating about you is your last role before arriving here was receivers coach with the Rams, and did that from 2010 to 2011. Of course, in that 2010 season, Pat Shurmur was the offensive coordinator. And prior to that, offensive coordinator with Mike Sherman at Texas A&M, 08-09. Receivers coach with the Seahawks before that. Receivers coach with the Packers before that, and special teams coach with the Packers before that, and then starting, with your former NFL team as an assistant with the Rams. But all these stops are receivers and then offensive coordinator. And you as a player made your mark in a very big way in this league as a defensive back and as, one of the better defensive backs to play in the NFL. It's just interesting that your coaching career put you on the other side of the ball. Explain that transition.
It was the only job available at the time. you can't be picky I was in the Green Bay. We were coaching. I was coaching special teams, and I be very honest with you. The only way I could make more money would be to get a position coach. And so I told Mike Holmgren that if a position coach comes available, I would like to try it. And I said both offense or defense. It doesn't wouldn't matter to me. And he looked at me kind of funny, and he goes, "Really?" I said, "Well, actually, it happened the next year. Gil Haskell, who was the offense, the wide receivers coach, went to Carolina as the offensive coordinator, and I got to become the wide receivers coach at that time,
All right, so the opening occurs, and again, it's one thing to say, hey, if anything opens up, but it's another thing to take a person with your background, especially as a player, and say, yeah, he'd make sense in that role. So it obviously makes sense because you've done it for a long time, and you've certainly done it well and had an accomplished career. But I'm just asking, what, like, so do you flip flip your brain around? Because you could see it as a DB, there's a lot of things you see as a receiver that the receiver should know.
Yeah, I think in the position that I was in, I think I could bring to light coverages, how techniques used, how they're what to expect in with a certain look by the safeties, let's say for the receivers, or how the corners play in you, what they're trying to do, combination coverages. And different ways, and I know what hurts a defense from the standpoint of a technique, the way you attack a certain thing, and I think I was able to bring that to my receivers more than maybe somebody that was on the offensive side. I had a pretty good understanding of the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, again, your credentials there are outstanding. You returned 37 interceptions for the Rams, the L.A. Rams then, franchise record 671 yards. You played in a Super Bowl. You were NFC Defensive Player of the Year 1980, four-time Pro Bowler, so a very accomplished playing career. We're visiting with Nolan Cromwell. He is the Browns' new senior assistant to the offense, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, Nolan, you mentioned about knowing and understanding that offense that Pat Shurmur has brought here, and believing in it and understanding it. Can you, as best as you can, explain just some of those components that you do really embrace, and what people should sort of, people who are still trying to understand it and see it as fans, because it's still, new, it's one season, and don't have anywhere remotely close to the grasp that you guys have, just explaining what are some of the key tenets to it.
Well, I really think it's a ball control offense, and I say quarterback friendly, but it's an offense that gives the quarterback a chance to throw the ball on rhythm. We don't want him holding the ball. He takes his normal drop, he takes a hitch, and he should know where he's going with the ball at that time. Sometimes it doesn't happen quite like that, but it's a rhythm passing, and that's why the receivers and quarterback have to be on the same clock in their heads. They've got to be knowing that, hey, this ball's coming out. I've got to be out of my route, and it takes a repetition to get that timing and rhythm down. So, but it's a ball control offense. Now we have shots that go deep. Sure. Everybody has them. Why you sit there and run the ball or throw the ball. We love to mix them both, but for the quarterback, it's a quarterback friendly, where he's going to be able to throw on the rhythm, and the responsibility for the quarterback is to make the right read, and the responsibility for the receivers to be in the right place at the right time. And that all is coordinated by the plays, and they're very specific.
When you've seen it run really well, give me a sense of like what you saw. So the visual is who at quarterback, like just remembering when you've seen it just operate at its prime efficiency. So.
Well, I've felt it more than they have 49ers and Joe Montana when I was at the Rams and playing. Rhythm passer, and he distributed the ball everywhere. They had backs that would catch the ball, the receivers, tight ends. You had to cover everybody, and I think that's when you have the personnel that makes the defense defend everybody, and the quarterback knows the plays and knows the offense well enough that he sees the picture and goes bang bang, and it's right there. Mm-hmm. It happens quick. There a lot of times the ball is out, so the pass rush doesn't have a chance to get there. The offensive line don't have to extend, hold their blocks for a long, long time, and let the quarterback pat the ball. not looking for that. We're looking to get the ball out on rhythm, to keep the chains moving, and then it by formation and the things that we're doing, we're able to mix the runs in with that.
And as a just a day-to-day routine here, the people that you're around the most, I know you're kind of rubbing up against every area as in your area, as your title specifies, senior assistant to the offense. So that's pretty broad ranging. But I'm thinking, obviously, Brad Childress as offensive coordinator, Pat Shurmur, you know, first and foremost, but Brad with him, and then probably Mark Whipple, the quarterback's mm-hmm. coach. I mean, you guys all sort of are in that same general area. Is that how it works? Do you sit in as groups with them, or do you go in individually and then speak as needed? No,
we're all sitting together watching the offense from last year, okay. and doing a scheme evaluation. Brad is the coordinator. He's leading everything, and we all are talking of how we see the play, how it's defined, and everybody getting on the same page. Okay. And I think with Brad coming in, and we all got to remember this is Pat's.
Yeah.
This is Pat's offense, you know, and we're going to do things the way Pat is describing for us. So we all have a few little new ideas, and we've been in different places, but
sure.
but we're all making sure we're all on the same page. We're all talking the same language. We all are saying exactly the same thing to the players that we're talking here, that, bam, there's no mistakes. There's no miscommunication, and so the offense can operate. It's, like I said, the backs are as important in the passing game as the wideouts and tight ends.
You, such a brilliant career, of course, as a player at the University of Kansas, and you were a guy who you played quarterback there as well, so you were versatile, so you've had time on that side of the offense, but I love your track career, and you were someone that was, if I've got it right here, decathlon, you qualified for the U.S. Olympic trials in low hurdles.
In the intermediates.
In the intermediates,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but you, it's just such a varied thing athletically that it's got to be, as you look back, I mean, how amazing is that to be part of? And you're also in the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. You were inducted there in 1996. I mean, I'm just in awe of your athletic career.
Well, I was very blessed. You know, I came from a little small town of 400 population in the western part of the state of Kansas, and I got a scholarship to the university, the great thing that they let me do both. They let me play football and run track,
okay.
and they said, don't worry about it. He says, that's part of your scholarship. You can do them both. So I had great coaches. I had Bob Timmons, who was the track coach at the time, and Don Fambro, who was the football coach. I had a great time, a great experience, I got to play the game.
Yeah.
You know, play the games that I loved and enjoyed, and it was such a great experience and.
Well, no, it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed, you know, following your career, certainly in the NFL as well, and happy to have you here with us in Cleveland. I look forward to talking with you again, too.
Thank you so much.
All right, Nolan Cromwell joining us. He is the Browns' new senior assistant to the offense here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.